Welcome to Shomar Shavah Nadav, your sponsor, Lurinishmas Samyak Shom Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Kufres. The Gemara, throughout the Daf, speaks about Dor HaMabul. And what do they do to lose Olam Habo? The Olam Habo that they deserved, either because the Gemara holds that Goyim do get Olam Habo, or because before Matan Torah, everybody got Olam Habo. They lost Olam Habo for the Chatoim, for the sins that they did. And throughout the Daf, the Gemara focuses on two things. First of all, the Gemara speaks about the chomos, the theft that they did, and that's what nechtam gzar din on. And the Gemara mentions ki hishchis kol basor es darko lahoritz, that they had relationship with all creatures, with all creatures. In the next daf, we're going to see another dor, which is also mentioned in the same parasha in the Torah, Parashas Noach, and that's dor apologo. While dor amabul is mentioned in length in the Torah, dor apologo is mentioned very much in short. But these two doyers come together. They come together in the same parasha, and there are references to two doyers that were supposed to get the Torah but did not get the Torah, as is brought down in the Arizal. And the Arizal is brought down, this is in Yoyin de Yoimo, that when Am Yisrael came to Mitzrayim and they suffered for so many years on the sheep with Mitzrayim. How do we understand this? Because Am Yisrael were Gilgulim of Dor HaMabul and Dor HaPalogo. And therefore they're supposed to suffer to fix what Dor HaMabul and Dor HaPalogo did wrong. And then we may get the Torah, which Dor HaMabul, Dor HaPalogo lost. So how do we understand, and what's the difference between these two Doras, Dor HaMabul and Dor HaPalogo? And we'll bring over here where my Rebbe, or Moshe Shapir Zatzal, explained, which gives a very good havano in these two sugyas and adapting that we're learning, the Nikudas that the Gemara brings up. We know that there is a contradiction in Avodas Hashem. On one hand, we know that Adam has a bechira, has free will, and he can do whatever he wants to do. But mitzad sheni, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is controlling the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not allowing the world to go too much to an extreme. As we saw earlier in this parak, the Divrei HaRamchal, that says if the world is going too much to be bad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to stop that and bring the Mashiach. And later Sfarim and Sifrim Kabbalim, we know that even more than that, everything that's done in the world is done mikoyach hashgachos yisbarach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only knows everything that happens, but he also allows all these things to happen, knows it in advance, and gives the power for these things to occur. And this brings to the shaila of all shailas, the question of all questions. If who is in control? Is the Adam have the bechira to do what he wants to do? Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu already has a master plan, and he's controlling the bria? This is what's called in the Lashon of the Rishonim, the question of Yediyo Ubchiro, as the Rambam brings it in Perek Hei Milchus Tshuvo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything is going to happen. How does Adam have Bchira Chofshis? And the later Sfarim bring it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything that happens. How does Adam have control in the Bria? And as the Rambam mentioned, we do not know the answer to this question. And Adam cannot comprehend the answer. We just know that both things are true. And Adam has the ability to do Bchira Chofshis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is controlling what is happening in the Bria. And as mentioned earlier, the Ramchal in his Sefer Dvas Tfunus calls these two things Anhogas HaMishpot and Anhogas HaYichud. Anhogas HaMishpot is a person is responsible for what he's doing. Tzachin HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the Yichud of the world and bringing the world to his Tachlis. But Al Kol Panim, these two things led or brought about to two big kfiras in the world. One kfira says that Adam has Bchira Chofshis, person has free will and can do anything he wants to do. And there's no minio, there's no border, there's no gvulim of what he could do. On the other hand, there's a kfir that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. And the Adam has no free will and he's not in charge of anything that he's doing. The Vilna Gaon, brought down the name of the Vilna Gaon, says that this is what we say every day in davening. Eile berechev ve'eile besusim. Some believe that we are rechev. Rechev means we're roichev, we're in charge. We're responsible. Human beings are the ones that can do everything they want. Ve'eile besusim, while others feel we're only horses. We're controlled. We're like an animal. Ve'anachnu, but us, b'shem Hashem Elokeinu naski. Hashem yizu kivovki. HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything. Elokeinu is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed through us. So it's a combination of a human being and HaKadosh Baruch Hu together. That's the emuna of Am Yisrael. Explain Rav Moshe based on Divrei Rabbeinu that these two kfiras are the kfir of Dor HaMabul and Dor HaPalogo. Dor HaMabul's perspective is that an Adam is nothing. And Mimele, if an Adam has no chashivus, has no importance, so Mimele there's no idea of having issues, of having marriage. Marriage is only by human beings, only by people that have their own control. There's no such thing as gezel, because gezel means you have somebody who owns something. But if a person has no chashivas, he has no importance, so you mainly, there's gezel and there's arayas, because the adam has no tsuas adam over here. While Dura Palogo is the opposite. Dura Palogo, they're building a migdol roish b'shvayin to fight a Kadosh Baruch Hu, as we'll see in the next daf. So they believe there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world, but they believe that once it was given, the human being has the ability of b'chira chofshis, has free will, he could do anything he wants, including fighting against a Kadosh Baruch Hu chalila. And this is the explanation, this daf, of the avirus of Dura Mabul, the avirus that took away chashivus of Adam. And what Noach was doing is making the importance of what Adam is all about. Part of the fact that what Noach is doing is building a teva. Noach is significant. He needs to create his own destiny. He needs to do things. He has a p'chir chavshis. He's trying to bring the Bnei Adam to do tshuva. Because there are Mabul are denying the chashivus of Adam, while there are Palaga are denying the control of Hashem. And Rav Moshe went on to explain that we know in general there's two types of kfiris in Gemara. One is called kofer b'ikar, and one is called koitzitz benetiyos. So he says, koifer beikar is koifer in the ikar of the bria that Adam has b'chir chavshis. That's Dura Mabul. And koitzitz benetiyos is cutting off the connection of Adam to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is Dura Palogo. This is a key to understand everything that's going on in these two doyers. V'ten l'chachom v'yech kamoid. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.